So I think I've made reference before to that commercial. I want to again make reference to that. That commercial that, I think it's for a bank, and they say, don't you wish everyone was honest or spoke what they meant, something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? People, do you watch TV? I know you do. It's that one where they ring the, it's a date, I think, and the person says, you know, my phone is gonna go off in 10 minutes because I know this date's going nowhere. Yeah, something, right? And then it ends with, don't you wish that what people said was true or something like that? And then they say, well, our bank is. We won't lie to you. Today, you're getting that with Jesus. He's going to tell you something that none of us, myself included, want to hear. This is a very hard weekend for us, these words. We ready? Or should we talk about my latest vacation? Up to this point, Jesus has not spoken in parables. When you think of the salvation history, God has always done everything in his absolute power to communicate to us a word that will get our attention. And so he sends the priests and the prophets and the kings, and they all speak just as clearly as we are speaking right now. There's no double meaning to anything. Don't read into anything. What you hear is what you hear. But for some reason, we never heard, did we? Jesus is so frustrated with the people because he's doing healings. He's doing everything to get their attention, and they're not changing. And why did he come into this world after all? For us to convert. Convert to what? From what? To move from our Adam state, the state of selfishness, self-consumed, the world revolving around us as individuals, to move from that state to one where God is the center and we revolve around him and whatever he wants of us. This is the garden. It's a return to the garden. This is the whole reason Jesus came. Access back to the garden so that we could be again with the Father. But for some reason, we don't want to go. He opens the door. So if again, let's use this beautiful little circle here. This is Jesus, and we all come up. And we'll all come to different degrees, right? Different circles. The closest are the 12. Well, Mary, of course, and then the 12. And then the onlookers, the 70. Then the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees, and then the crowds. Keeping the safe distance. We want to know him, but boy, we don't want to get too close because look at what he told the inner circle. They have to pick up their cross every day. If we stay out here, then we don't have to hear that. Right. So he's constantly inviting us, come closer, come closer. But we're content with being out here, aren't we? At least that's what he's telling us today. Why do you speak? So all of a sudden now he starts speaking in parables because his heart is broke. Not out of anger. Not anger in the sense of I'm mad at you, but anger in the sense of I have a broken heart because you don't realize what you're doing. And when the day comes and you have to pay the fiddler, we all are going to weep because the choices we've made are heinous choices. And that time, there's nothing anyone can do about it. So now is the time to hear. Hard. No wonder we killed him. Four groups of soil he speaks of today. Four. This is Jesus speaking. This is not me. Jesus gives us a whole bunch of clues in this parable. There's four soils. Out of the four soils, how many are good? All four? Nope. Three? Nope. Two? One? Thank you. I can go on all week. One out of four. So let's start at this end and we'll count off 1 to 4, and everyone who gets 4 is the winner, and the rest of you are all going to hell. He's trying to help us. It's not a threat. It's not a finger wagging. He's simply telling us the truth. I know this date is going nowhere, so in about 5 minutes, the phone is going to ring for an excuse. He's telling us the truth. He's not going to play the game, oh, I love you, and then all of a sudden we're going to get up there to judgment, and he's going to play this trick on us, fooled you, and we're going to say, what do you mean? No. He is not that way. He's given us everything we need to know right now. 1 out of 4. I don't know about you, but to me, that's a fair warning. It's like saying, you know, it's gonna rain today, and you say, yeah, and you don't bring your umbrella, and then you go out, and you're gonna get mad because it rained, and you're unprepared. Well, it was the weather person's fault. And it is, because we all know they're never right, but Jesus is different, right? He's always right. So by him saying 4 soils are bad, 1 soil is good, again, this is not me. You heard the words. Go back home and read them. He's not messing with us. And what happens? Well, as the first reading said, just as the rain comes down and waters the field, it doesn't go back up, or it doesn't just fall and go to waste. It does what it was supposed to do. And what is it that Jesus was supposed to do? Because he is this rain that has been poured down upon us, which we call grace. He comes down, and what is his goal? It is to wash us clean. We're going to see it in a moment in baptism. But each step along the way, this baby is going to have to make decisions. Will it stay cultivating a good soil? Or are we going to do something today and tomorrow when the sun comes out is going to dry up? No roots. Or when this child grows up and starts to see, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, well, they all have a Lexus, why can't I? The lure of riches. And so all of a sudden it gives up its sonship, daughtership, for the car, for the lure of riches. Or when we're tempted, who here is not tempted? You just keep fighting. You keep coming back. That's why he gave us a sacrament of reconciliation, which is not just done once. It's every time we need it. Baptism, this child is only going to be baptized once. They're going to be made a child of God. I'm not going to keep baptizing them every time they do something wrong. That's the sacrament of reconciliation. See how Jesus provides for us. But how many of us listen? Well, why don't we listen? Here's the truth, and it hurts me. And if I got to hurt, you're going to hurt. Gross is this people's heart. Because if they really see and really hear, they will convert. Because the truth is the truth. But the fact is, most of us don't want to convert. Most of us are content living the life that we're living right now. We want the glory, but we don't want Good Friday. And that's not how it works, though. That's not how it works. Not in his kingdom. So these are hard words, and I think they're very hard words. I'd like to have a little chat with them. These are very hard words, but he's right. When I do my examination of conscience, he's absolutely right. I cling to my brokenness more than I desire him. I tell you, I'm up here, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it all. The truth is, my heart, horribly corrupt. I want riches so much. Second collection, folks. None of us are immune. So when Jesus is telling us today, look, this is not easy. There's four choices you can make. One is the right one. Which curtain will you pick? The one where Carol Merrill is standing? Remember that TV show? I like TV, what can I say? We're the ones that choose. No one's going to choose it for us. We're going to have no excuses. Well, Lord, it was hard. It was hard for everyone. Well, my cross was bigger. Really? You're going to tell the second person of the Blessed Trinity, you're going to tell him that. You see how big that cross is. You're going to tell him your cross is bigger than his. Good luck. We're all going to be tempted. We're all going to say we love him. We're all going to be open to him. Those are the three. But then we don't persevere. We don't follow through. We don't keep our own word. And then there's the one. It's soil that has really been, and you know, you who plant know, if you want good quality, I mean, you can shove a bean in the ground or whatever and it'll do whatever it's going to do, but you really want good farm-raised crops without all the stuff in it? You have to work the soil. And that soil hurts after a while. And it yells, stop it. Stop turning me. Get those blades off me. As we're crushing it, and mixing it, and crushing it more. The soil is, why do you hate me so much? Why do you judge me? Why are you being mean? But that's the good soil. And from that comes a good crop. You and I, by our examination of conscience, are turning the soil. You and I, by asking God for forgiveness and being aware of the voices that go on within us that try to tempt us and pull us away, by facing it with reality, we're turning the soil. And friends, good is going to come of it. St. Paul's second reading tonight, the glory he sees, but it comes at a cost. So let's ask the Holy Spirit tonight, as we are part of this baby's baptism to renew our own, we promised to follow God through Christ. We promised to follow wherever he led. We promised to pick up our cross every day. We promised to love him more than our mom and dad, brothers, sisters, spouses. We promised that we would try with everything we have. We may have failed. So we'll try again tonight. And we'll ask him to give us that grace to become that good soil of which his son, which is the seed, the word made flesh, can grow in us and then through us into our world.